USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another new record high for people hospitalized with COVID-19. According to new data from the COVID Tracking Project, more than 101,000 Americans were hospitalized with the disease Sunday as new cases also continue to rise. Dr. Deborah Birx says that while a vaccine is critical, it won't help with the current surge. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that it is critical to keep wearing masks and social distancing now before the vaccine arrives.
So there are good examples that can help preserve the lives of others, but I want to be very frank to the American people. The vaccine's critical, but it's not going to save us from this current surge. Only we can save us from this current surge, and we know precisely what to do. So if you have loved ones that you want to protect, you have to follow these guidelines now.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A deal may be coming together for a coronavirus stimulus bill, but the plan that will be released on Monday won't contain another direct payment to Americans. The initial stimulus bill contained a $1,200 check for most Americans, something negotiators say will not be part of this new bill. Senator Joe Manchin says the stimulus bill is something that has to be done. The West Virginia Democrat told NBC's Meet the Press that they've focused on keeping a number of programs going that were started in the first relief bill.
After the election, we started coalescing around how do we move this forward. And we looked at basically everything that was going to terminate at the end of December, the lifelines that people were depending on, whether it be food assistance, whether it would be shelter, whether it be health care, whether the necessities that people have, child care that's needed to try to get our lives back. All the things were going to be eliminated, Chuck. And we said that can't be done. We cannot allow this to happen. Democrats and Republicans came together, and we're moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
SpaceX has sent more cargo to space, but this mission was a little different. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Late action in the NFL Sunday saw the L.A. Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 38-28. Backup quarterback Colt McCoy made his first NFL start in over a year, leading the New York Giants to a 17-12 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. The New England Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Green Bay Packers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 30-16. And the Kansas City Chiefs hung on against the Denver Broncos 22-16 for their 10th win of the year. There's a doubleheader Monday night as Washington takes on Pittsburgh in the early game, and Buffalo faces off with San Francisco later. The Ravens and Cowboys end Week 13 on Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.